So we'll try one more time. If you are just calling in, congratulations for being on this call. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Again, if you have a new distributor or guest on the call, feel free to introduce them to the group as well. My name's Maria. I'm happy to have you all here with us.
I think we can go ahead and get started.
Yeah, Ron, I think we should. So first up, we have Celine, one of our leaders in Colorado, is going to talk to us about the warm market and working with the warm markets. And we're working this week, focusing this week on how to find people so that we can introduce them to the DVD or invite them to an event in the first place. So, Celine, you're up.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So if we're thinking about, we know we have this wonderful product, we know we have an incredible company, and we're trying to think about where do we find people. So first off, I'd like you to begin by reflecting on exactly what it is that you love about the frequency, what changes it's made in your life, what you love about Forever Green. I invite you to create your own success story, because after you've done that, then you're ready to think about who do you know who needs the results that you're getting, who needs to feel better, who needs better brain function, who's looking for a business opportunity to make some real change in their lives. And if you just listen to people, they'll tell you what they need. Frequently, when I go out for my morning walk, I just kind of set my intention that the universe show me who I need to talk to that day. And I go for my walk, and I just let the images and the faces of different people come in. I come home, I write those down, and those become my list. If you like, you can use the memory jogger that's in your matrix manual. This will help you recognize just how many people you really do know. Because quite honestly, frequency is a whole food tonic that's very nourishing to the very cells of the body, and everyone needs that. It's just to find the way, the right person at the right time, because we definitely have such an exquisite product. So that's how you make your list of 30 people. Some people sit down, write it down, go right through their list, through their address book. Some people go for walks like I do. Then after you've made this list, just begin to contact them. Take action. Let them watch the video. Some of them will get a starter shop from you if you're local with them. Many people, after watching the video, are ready to sign up and get the product right then. And some may have a question. So for a new person who may not know those answers, feel free to do a three-way call with your enroller. Or just simply say, I'll research that for you and get back with you tomorrow. This is a very casual, comfortable, easy-flowing kind of exchange with people, because it's primarily about the relationship and seeing who's a match, who wants what we have. So how do you get the word out? Some people like to share the DVD through a party or a small group. Sometimes it's a fondue party or a frequency wellness class event. That's a great way to do it. Some people like to have tea with someone one-on-one, talk on the phone, and that's great. And many of us, most of us, carry DVDs and starter shots with us in case we come across someone we know in the store or in the errands that we're doing through the day. That way, wherever you are, you're ready to go. So when people are very new to frequency, they cannot really be expected to know all of the ingredients or how to answer questions. So when you're brand new, and even if you're not brand new, let your enthusiasm, let your personal experience, and primarily the DVD do the presentation for you. Our job really is not that we have to know everything, but that we get people to see the DVD, because that will let the professional share the message. When somebody says, yes, I love it, ask them if they want this product for themselves or if they want to share it with others. Whatever they say is great. If they want to share it with the product with others, have them create their list of 30 names. Go for their walk. Listen for who needs what we have. And so on and so on and so on. and this just spreads. So let's just take a moment here and think about the duplication model. Would you rather have a distributor who does not know exactly what they need to say and may feel like they're selling something, or would you rather let four or five professionals on the DVD educate your friend in a very simple, clear way? The answer is obvious. We can let the DVD tell the story for us. We can let it do all the work. And then our job becomes simple, just to get as many people to watch the DVD and try frequency. The people then, through the DVD and their education, convince themselves, and the product sells itself. And for most of us who've been around for a while, we've watched this happen over and over and over. So really the thing is to polish up our enthusiasm and, you know, keep our present story, what the product has done for us, current, and out we go. So, Maria, I'll pass it back to you.
I'll just say one thing, Celine. Where are the different places that people can watch the DVD?
There's a number of places. Sometimes we're handing them a physical DVD. Sometimes if people have the Forever Green site, the Frequency site, it is there. If people have the ProVibrant site, it is there. If people do not choose to be making that kind of expenditure in their Forever Green business right now, it's also, some of the videos are on Y-Plankton.
Great.
And that's a free video. And then also Audio Upline. There's a lot of choices, and your upline will help you choose the one that's best for you.
Thank you, Celine.
And Maria, there's a number of people joining us online still, and a couple of them have signed in. I'd like to do a real quick welcome to Rondi and to Mary and the rest. Welcome. You're able to type in your information there and let us know that you're here. And Maria, back to you.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. So next, we will have Sage, who just moved into the rank of part-time. Congratulations, Sage.
Thank you.
Sage, you're welcome. You're worth it. And Sage is going to talk about working with the cold market. So, Sage?
I'd be glad to. So, everybody, take a deep breath, because we're going to go into the zone unknown of cold marketing. Cold marketing usually conjures up in people's mind talking to strangers and having to deal with that age-old fear of rejection. Now, cold calling is basically about being comfortable with being uncomfortable and being willing to take a chance and step out of your comfort zone to talk to a so-called stranger. Well, when you get comfortable asking a question and getting people to watch your DVD, and you realize that there are millions of people that are probably looking for better health and a better way of life, then it becomes more and more your job and your mission to share something that has changed your life and is changing the lives of a lot of people, and that is Frequency and Forever Green. When you approach somebody in a fashion where you've never spoke to them before, usually people are afraid of rejection. And the secret of talking to someone new is to be able to ask a question that you cannot possibly be rejected. And the secret to doing that, guys, is simply to ask a question in a third-party manner so that they cannot reject you. Now, if you ask them a question like, do you know anybody who would like to feel better, who would like to go on vacation, who would like to improve the quality of their life and their health, chances are they're not going to take it personal and you won't be rejected. Now, what I love about cold calling is that there are thousands and thousands of leads that you normally wouldn't have thought about because you simply can talk to anybody and everybody. One thing I'd remind you of is that before we had the internet and before we had all the technology we had today, the secret to making a success in this industry was be willing to talk to anybody within 3 feet of you. It's known as the 3-foot rule. So when you get comfortable asking a question, then anytime you leave your house, whether you're at the health food store, whether you're at the bank, whether you're in the movie theater, if you're willing to ask somebody a question, you're likely to walk away with a prospect and a lead who could not only become interested as a customer, but become interested as a distributor that could lead to all kinds of networks and all kinds of people that could benefit from Frequency and Forever Green. Some of the other places that some people do what's called cold calling is by promoting their website on the internet. What a lot of places that we use is places like newsgroups, myspace.com, craigslist.org, backpage.com, where you can basically put a little promo about your website to invite people to come watch Another Day in By Land and By Sea. Now, if you're willing to do this, and if you're willing to talk to strangers, and the secret to doing this, naturally, is to keep it short, keep it simple, and keep it in a way that they can understand it. It's not too complicated, and they can tell somebody else that. You've got to remember one thing, and then I'll close with this, is that this is a teaching business. Frequency and Forever Green is not about selling. It's about teaching. It's about conveying information. You're basically an information broker. So if you can get information to people so it's simple and they can understand it, then it's easier for you to get this out to the world. So I hope that's helpful.
Thank you, Sage. And I want everybody to remember, if you weren't able to get all of that down, you can listen to this call again if you just click on the same link that you clicked on before. And all of these calls are on audioupline.com. Ron has so nicely put all of the calls that we've ever had, all the training calls are on Audio Upline. So just go there. You can copy the link, and you can send it to your business builders for their training. So next, we're going to do a role play. So, Ron, you and Sage are going to do a role play about making a call to someone that you don't know, or that, is this someone you don't know, Ron, or is this somebody you might have just bumped into?
Yeah, actually, Sage is somebody who we just bumped into at the store, that type of thing,
okay.
And we had started a conversation, and we're going to continue that conversation for you guys so you can see how that actually goes, leading them to watching the video.
Great.
And
okay.
Real quick, welcome to Teresa and other people that have signed on before we go on, and also Sue. Okay, great. So, Sage, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Call me.
Okay, cool. We'll just get started here, and I will call you by saying ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey there, Sage. It's Ron. I just wanted to kind of continue our conversation we were having at the store the other day.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Listen, did you have like 15 minutes?
Sure. What's up?
Okay. What I was wondering is, can you be on the phone and on the internet at the same time? I want to show you something on there.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. So I'm going to take a quick break here. And I forgot to tell you, I'm going to take a break once in a while in a script just to give you a little tip. You notice that Sage said, yes, he can be on the phone and the internet at the same time. So what that tells us is that he has a high-speed connection that's separate from his phone line. So that tells you something. It tells you that most likely he'll be able to go in and sign in directly and start watching the video immediately right there on the spot. Okay. If the person you're calling, your prospect, does not have a connection, they'll say, oh, well, no, actually, I have to hang up and be on the internet separately. I have got dial-up. So in that case, obviously, you would be better probably saying, well, you know, when can we get together? I'll bring you a DVD, and we'll sit and talk in person. If they're local, if they're long distance, I will mail one to you, and I've got a care package I'll send out. It's just too important. You've got to see this, right? So that's the first tip in this invitation. I asked him, can he be on the phone at the same time, and he said yes. So, Sage, we'll take it back up from there, number four there. So you said, yeah, I can do that. Hold on a second. So the next part I would say is, okay, I'll give you a website when you're ready. Just let me know.
I'm up and ready. Let's go ahead.
Okay, great. So what I want you to do is type this in the address bar up there and just start with the W's, and you're going to do www.whyplanktone.com. Now, I'm giving him whyplankton.com on purpose because that's a site that's free for everyone to use. It shows another day. And obviously, you could insert in your provibrant.com website, your my forevergreen.com website, or your frequency.com website if you have one of those. So either way, I highly recommend that you spell it out for them so that they don't accidentally type it wrong and put in like a letter Y and then plankton or something like that. So we've typed that in, and Sage, just let me know when that comes up.
I got it, and I like the look on the site.
Oh, well, cool. That was quick. You must have high speed, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great. What I need you to do is just scroll down a little bit for me and look for that big button. It's an oversized button, and it says right on there, click here to watch the Another Day video. Do you see that?
Yep, I got it.
Okay, great. So what you want to do is left-click on there once. Let me know when the next screen comes up.
Yeah, should I click that?
Well, just for a second. You see the top one that looks like a DVD, like a circle?
Uh-huh.
Okay, over to the right, there's a paragraph, and where you're going to click is where it says here. But before you do that, I was just kind of thinking, it might be kind of silly for me to sit here and listen to you watch a video, right?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so what I'd like you to do, get all ready to click that, but let me tell you what I do. I really just want to get your opinion about this. And what I like to do, remember the old scale from 1 to 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I want to do is have you watch this video. It's really only about 13 minutes long, and I have 10 minutes to the hour. I'll call you back 10 minutes after the hour and get your opinion on that scale from 1 to 10 and what you think. Does that sound fair enough?
Sounds great.
Okay, so I'll talk to you in 20 minutes.
All right, thanks.
Okay, great. So that's just kind of a basic script. You don't have to write that all down exactly. It's something that gives you the opportunity, and we could play that a lot of different ways. You could also insert, you know, let's say you're calling a friend and you're following up with something that you've mailed. So that might sound different. Hey, Sage, did you get the DVD I sent in the mail? Right?
Was that for
and, you? Yeah. Yes, it was. So, you know, do you have 15 minutes? Yes, I do, right? Great. Can you go and be on the phone and be in front of the TV at the same time? Who can't, right? I mean, most people can be in every room of their house these days and be on the phone, unfortunately. But yes, he can be on the phone and watch the TV at the same time. Great. Do you have a DVD player? And if they say no, do you have one on your computer? Oh, yeah, I do. Okay, great. Go to your computer. You see, so there's all kinds of different ways to literally guide them through and do that. I can say one thing is 9 times out of 10, if not better, the person can be on the phone and the Internet at the same time, and they can watch the DVD version that's online right then and right there. For those that have a ProVibrant site, it's a little bit different. That video is going to start immediately, right? So you get it in there and say, okay, go to my website. But before you hit go, I was just thinking, it's kind of silly for me to be listening to you watch a video for 15 minutes, right? So the video is going to start right away as soon as you hit go. If they've already hit it, just have them hit pause for a second while the intro comes in. So it's really good to practice this. I highly recommend getting with a buddy, someone that you can just literally randomly call up and say, you know, I'll pick on Sue here or Rondi or somebody online here. So, and actually, Rondi saying, Sage, could you repeat the Internet places where you can put a link to your website, please? I think what he was saying is, where are the places out there that you can watch the different videos? So they were talking about yplankton.com, frequency.com, which is your company website, and there's videos, of course, in the library. So you'll want to definitely get with your enroller and your immediate upline and make sure that you know exactly where you're sending people, okay? So that's a good question for everybody. So, Sage, anything else on that you wanted to add on that script or how to invite somebody to watch the video?
No, that's well written, Ron.
All right. Well,
like it.
I think that's it for now. And, Maria, I'll turn it back to you to close out the call.
Thank you. So we do have a call right after this call. It is our normal business building call with Sherry Alp. And the phone number, Marilyn Stewart, and it is 712-432-7550. And the PIN number is 611701#. And Marilyn's going to be speaking about doing booths, which is fabulous, especially in the summer. We usually have booths going on in the summer. There's also, the reason I said Sherry, there is on audio upline, one of the trainings is about booths, so you'll have that as well. And then the Pro Vibrant call is canceled tonight. And I have two other announcements. One is about the Summer Rewards Rank Advancement, which is what this call is based on, has been extended through September. So for new members, if new members sign up, if they get a rank advancement in that first month, then they will be given $100. And if members who are not new advance in any of these months, then they also get $50. So that is still going to be good to go until the end of September.
And then Maria,
yes?
If I could add something real quick before you move on.
Please.
You do want to double-check with your enroller and your upline full-time or higher and make sure that, you know, they are participating, because that's an optional field-based. It's a non-corporate incentive that we came up with here locally. So we, just in case there's someone on in another area, that you just want to double-check and make sure that your upline is participating in that.
Thanks, Ron. So, and then we have just created a gathering for the leaders. Anyone who considers themselves a leader is invited. It's a Colorado Leaders Picnic, and also called Leaders Day Out. And this will be August 4th. We've invited Rick Redford to come, and you will get a flyer about that pretty soon. So we have that. And does anybody else want to add anything to this call from the moderator?
Since we have just a few minutes, I actually misunderstood Rondi's question. And Sage, she's asking please repeat the different places like Craigslist, et cetera, that you mentioned. Sage, if you're still on, if you could repeat that part.
Yeah, the places that I mentioned was MySpace.com. If you already have a MySpace or MySpace blog, there are places you can post and promote there. There's Craigslist.org, which you can promote not only in English around the United States, but as we move into Mexico, you can start translating it from Babel and put it in Spanish and get ready for the not only the Hispanic market in Mexico, but in San Antonio, Southern Texas, Chicago, and Miami, where there's Hispanic communities. And the other place is Backpage.com has the same ability.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right,
okay.
Well, yeah, I think that's about it. Maria, thank you very much. Sage, Celine, everyone on the call, you know, we appreciate everyone being here and supporting the call. And even more, everything you do out there to get the frequency and the Forever Green products in people's hands. So we appreciate that. And with that, we'll close the call, and we'll hear you all on the other call with Marilyn. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night.